Today we continue to listen to the various news media outlets, and despite the details or areas of emphasis, I think we can all agree that people have been affected and infected by the COVID-19 virus. It has caused a lot of distress and sometimes death to so many across the globe. We are at this point in the province of Ontario and generally across Canada, where only essential services are offered as we practice physical distancing and place all available resources for keeping us safe. We all feel vulnerable to one extent or another. And in the church, we have been trying our very best to carry out God's mission during these times of change and uncertainty. The good news is that we are not abandoned by God when we are in difficult situations. And in turn, we do not leave those in need to fend for themselves. As a church, we continue to share God's love by caring for each other and for those who are in need. Like our sisters and our brothers in the Out of the Cold program. The gospel story for today is about Jesus raising someone from death to life. And as the gospel writer tells us, Jesus was preaching and teaching with his disciples when he received news of the illness of his friend Lazarus. Jesus was in no hurry to go to the bedside of his friend, and in fact waited 2 days before returning to Judea. He knew that Lazarus would be dead when he arrived, but he also knew that he was going to perform a miracle. As the story continues, Martha and Mary approach Jesus with some disappointments that their brother had died. They were grieving, but they were still hopeful that Jesus could do something about the situation. Who knew what was really happening? The people in the gospel reading for today witnessed what they considered to be a tragedy in the death of Lazarus, reacted differently to the way God works. We too have different perspectives and responses to what is happening around us today. Consider these three parallels. First of all, there was despair, discouragement, and disbelief. There was doubt and even fear. Like those who mourn at the death of Lazarus, we as a society, we are all in deep distress, and we do not quite understand what is happening. There is even greater concern when some of our best and brightest scientists tell us that there is no certain tried and proven cure. Yes, we have depended on science for our answers, haven't we? So like the people who were present at the raising of Lazarus from the dead, we are in despair. Secondly, many of us are still in denial. Just like the religious leaders of the day and some onlookers who were still not sure about Jesus and his power to do God's work. Today, despite all the information and evidence provided, there are people who are still in denial about our current situation and the impact of the COVID-19 virus. Be assured, however, that government and health authorities are making it clear that we must take precautions for everyone's safety and for the common good. So many of us are in despair. There are some of us who are still in denial. And thirdly, there are many who have had complete devotion and trust. Jesus himself set the example by praying publicly to the Father, acknowledging that he could do nothing without the Father on whom he relied, modeling a relationship of trust and confidence. And like the sisters Martha and Mary, let us be faithful in our devotion to God and in our service to others. I'm suggesting today that some of the lessons from the gospel reading could help us to stay close to the source of all power and knowledge, and help us to care for each other from a distance. So, three thoughts for our consideration. First of all, call on a friend, a reliable, knowledgeable source of information. And who better than our God, who knows everything, including what lies ahead? Martha and Mary called on Jesus, who John described as a friend of Lazarus. And we know from Scripture that Jesus had been a frequent visitor to their home. Mary had anointed his feet, and the family had shown him hospitality. And we are told that Jesus' humanity was obvious as he wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus is our friend as well. Yes, call on Jesus, a friend indeed. Secondly, let us place our trust in that friend who is faithful and forgiving. Martha and Mary exhibited strong faith. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. They expected God's grace and mercy, and we too can have the same expectations. So first of all, let us call on a friend, our friend Jesus. Secondly, let us place our trust in that friend. And thirdly, let us obey and take action. Take away the stone, Jesus said. And they took away the stone. Lazarus, come out, Jesus said. And the dead man came out of the tomb. Since God can raise the dead, he can certainly relieve our anxiety and fear and protect us in times like these. So then, consider these three thoughts. Call on Jesus. Place our trust in him and obey him. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead to show God's power over death, and there is no limit to what he will do for us. By these words, unbind him and let him go, Lazarus was set free. We too serve a living God who is faithful and who will never desert us. Good news, isn't it? But listen again to the words of Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe? In closing, Jesus shows up among those who are grieving and raises Lazarus from the dead. So for us, there is reason for hope, realistic hope. So as we face some uncertainties, we are assured of the love of Christ, and may God grant each and every one of us what we need to calm our fears and to stay safe. And so, my sisters and my brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God's people will say, Amen.